Good morning and welcome to Nath Nugget, where I'll give you one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And for the entire month of June, I've been on this series of why you may hate selling and what to do about it with you. So I've been sharing tips weekly with you guys on what to do about it if you're a person that hates sales. So today is our final tip in this month about you possibly, if you hate sales, what to do about it. Also, I have a free gift for you. If you are struggling with sales and turning your leads into clients and you want somebody to fine-tune your sales process, you can get a complimentary 15-minute strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to bit.ly/get-free-mini-session. And you can just pop in your name and email address and you'll get the sent to my schedule and get it all set up for yourself. So I am Nefertaria Fonde and I am a Christian sales coach for online CEOs who are looking to turn their leads into clients. But the only problem is you don't like selling. You thought if you were creative, they would buy it. You don't have any plan to attract clients nor to even sell the clients that you're attracting. And I truly believe you deserve a business with a bank account that reflects all the long hours, all the countless sacrifices and the sleepless nights that you have made to follow your dreams. And together we'll create a strategy to talk and write about your products and service with your potential clients so you can sell with confidence and ease so you can make more money. And so on today's Neth Nugget, like I said, we're talking about that other tip to build onto the tips I've been giving you if you are currently struggling when it comes to sales. So today we're kind of talking about one thing that you can do is not to speed up the process. Some of you might have heard all ABC, always be closing. But sometimes you just need to take your time and reduce the stress and the pressure that you put on yourself thinking every time you have a consult or every time you come in contact with somebody and you share your business and how it can help them, that you got to sell them right then. That's not necessarily. Sometimes it takes a little time and you need to build the relationship with them, right? Do some relationship building before you actually end up closing that sales, right? So to alleviate some of that pressure on yourself and stress, don't try to speed up the sales process. Take your time. You know, no rushing is not necessary. Build a relationship with them. Let them know that they can trust you. So it takes time to build a know, like, and trust, right? You've heard of that before. You got to build know, like, and trust. So take your time in the sales process. Don't put yourself like, I can always be closing. I got to close them now. You know, so just take your time in that process. Relieve that pressure and that stress. You just want to help them make the best decision it is for their business or their health, their wealth, their strength, whatever it is that you help them with by being able to clearly answer their questions and giving an opportunity to build that rapport to ensure you are the person that can provide what they need for themselves at that time, what you have for them that you can help them. So your one tip today that will inspire you, act, and motivate you to move is don't rush the sales process. Take your time, build a relationship, alleviate that stress and pressure that you're putting on yourself that is definitely not necessary in any form or fashion. So I definitely want you to catch me here every week where I share one tip that will inspire you, act, and motivate you to move. Now go get it. It's there for you to have. All right, till the next time, God bless. Bye-bye.